Oakland, California can often be a grim place with high murder and robbery rates, but in one of the city's poorest neighborhoods, some young people have found a creative way to brighten things up and get around town. Tyrone Stevenson couldn't afford a car, a scraper in Oakland lingo. Instead, he tricked out his bicycle with spray paint, aluminum foil, and Oreo cookie wrappers on the rims. The bikes caught on with his friends and spread across town. Young Mr. Stevenson wrote a rap about the scraper bikes. The music video has become a hit on YouTube. From member station KQED, Jacob Fenston sent us this postcard.
Actually, scraper bikes saved my life. I can definitely say that, because I was, at a young age, getting into a lot of serious trouble, selling drugs and on the verge of going to jail. So, like, my mom, she told me, like, this is a way I can channel my anger and frustration out, is just focusing on something that's creative and something that's me. And the bikes is me.
I'm moving on my scraper bike. I'm cruising on my scraper bike. My scraper bike go hard. I don't need no car.
My name is Baby Champ, the scraper bike king, inventor, creator. My full name is Tyrone Stevenson Jr.
Scraper bike, on my scraper bike, on my scraper bike, on my scraper bike.
The scraper bike is basically a creative way of expressing yourself. It's basically the things that you incorporate onto the bicycle, such as Oreo wrappers, such as Skittles. Put things like that onto the spokes of the bike.
I got the Pepsi, I got the Sunkist. When I bring that out, everybody like, yeah, that thing go real bright, cutting the corner on them big 28s, like big tires. When it ride, it look like the sun, because it's the Sunkist bike.
The idea from the scraper bikes, it basically came from the cars that rides in Oakland. We call them scrapers. Basically, it's just like an old model car, such as a Buick, that's painted a custom color to match the rims. And I wanted to take that, since I didn't have a car at the time and still don't, and put a bike onto it.
When you get on it, it looked like a big, like big Tonka truck, you feel me? Because it's a little frame though.
On big tires.
On big old tires.
And it's like this
year,
everybody got a little frame on big tires on our crew.
Mine Chameleon.
And if you don't got one, that means you ain't original, you know what I mean?
That's how we get to be original.
You gotta have one.
Oakland has been taken over by scraper bikes. So everybody in Oakland know of the scraper bikes.
Everybody wanna buy it, you know what I mean? Every time they see me, they come, what you want for your bike? I'm not selling it yet, you know what I mean? I'm gonna put it on eBay or something, man. Let the world see it for me. Y'all go bid on it.
It's worldwide. We got people. You can check out my MySpace/scraperbikeking. There's people from literally across the world making these bikes, from Portland, Oregon to Japan to Australia to Jamaica.
Yellow, green, orange with bling, scraper bikes is on the scene. Trump boys, girl, yep, that's my team.
Right now we're making a stop at my Pana House, Lil P, picking up his Sunkist scraper bike, three-tone, orange, yellow, and blue. And we about to just ride out. About to continue taking over the streets of Oakland like we always do on a daily basis. Y'all ready? The true meaning of a scraper bike is basically, I want to give back something positive to the community, because there's so much going on, drugs and killing and stuff. This is a way of giving the kids an outlet to a positive future, but being creative at the same time.
Moving fast, real swiftly, we say you never seen, oh so spiffy.
Look out, scraper bikes is here forever, I can guarantee you that.
And if these bikes seem a little hard to imagine, you can see them for yourself on our website, npr.org.
Even in a car, still pulling bras, looking like a star, got TVs on it.